You said you 1931 you were born. And right. You were born in Beech Grove.
Right. And lived in Beech Grove for 19 and a half years. But in the meantime, I went to school in Coffee County Schools and Rutherford County Schools, 2 years at Buchanan, and the rest of it in Coffee County Schools. Went to one quarters college work here in 1950, the year I graduated. And of course, the Korean War just started in June. And I was started in September to college, and I didn't have much way to get to college, didn't have a car. Money was scarce, and I was just living day to day. And I finally just said, well, I'm just going to go ahead and enlist in the Air Force, which I did, and stayed four years. Came back in 1955 and started college again. I was majoring in pre-engineering, and I kept that major going, but about the second or third year, I changed my major over to math, and minor in chemistry, and minor in physics, and a minor in English. So I've got a pretty good background in the sciences. And by the way, history was my best subject. I made a straight A's in my history courses. And why I didn't keep up with that, I had a great future in there, I believe, because I really like history. But I dig into the history of the science as much as I can. I'd love to read about people in the science area that contributed. But I got my BS in 1959, got a scholarship from Vanderbilt, sponsored by DuPont, a one-year scholarship leading to a Master of Arts teaching degree. And that was just about the time that just right after the Sputnik had gone up and everybody was clamoring for better teachers. That's where that NSF thing came from for the university. And I got this 1 year, all expenses paid, fellowship through Vanderbilt by sponsored by, DuPont. Well, then I got a job teaching in Georgia at a military school, Georgia Military Academy. I got that for 1 year. Then Dr. Weiser called me and wanted to know if I wanted to come and teach physical science in the science department, or the chemistry and physics department was in. I said, yeah, I'd like to. And I hated to tell those people in Georgia that I was leaving because I had a real good job there. But I remember going into the office of the commander, well, you'd call him the president of the school, but he was a Navy commander in the service, and told him I was leaving. He said, well, you know what you're going to have to do if you do that? I said, I'm pretty sure. He said, they're going to ask you to go back to school. And so I taught 3 years here before I been married the same in the period of time that I taught here. After the first year I taught in that, it was 1961 to 1964. And then after that, they called and said, you need to go back. And that's when everything was going on, you know, NDEA, NSF. And Dr. Howard Kirksey used to be the vice president for students at the time, I think, or something. Wasn't he?
He was dean of the faculty.
Dean of the faculty, yeah, that's what he was. When it was, he wasn't a college, I mean, wasn't a university at that time, it was just a college at that time. But anyhow, I had applied for several of these one-year things through the NSF, and I'd been accepted to a bunch of them, but I was having trouble deciding which one to go to with everything. I wouldn't be as close to my family here in Tennessee and my wife's family as I could. I had an offer from Brown University for 1 year, from Washington University of St. Louis for 1 year, from University of Texas for 1 year, and from Ohio State for 1 year. And I selected, because of the distance to this area, Ohio State. Now, that was where I was going to go to get a 1 year additional study for a PhD somehow or another. That's what I wanted. And I made the decision to go there, but and Dr. Kirksey, I mentioned him a while ago, had something that came across his desk that had to do with the NDEA Title VI fellowship for college people to go on and get a PhD, a 3-year deal with all expenses paid for those 3 years. I remember it's $7,200 total, but my wife and I, we had a little girl, we decided we'd do that. So we just picked up and moved to Ohio where it was gonna be. But the deal was that I would get a PhD degree after 2 years of study at Miami of Ohio and third year of study at Ohio State and do the dissertation at Ohio State. So I've got what they call a cooperative PhD between Ohio State and Miami of Ohio. And I get literature from